We're holding over here, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom of the Amud. Mar says, is the Darshay Shumis, people that would dash in Psukim, they would say, Kulon Bayan La'ilam Abba. All the names that we learned in the Mishnah, they all do have a Chedek in Elam Abba. Manasseh, Yeravam, Achav, all three kings, the four Adyaitas, they all have a Chedek in Elam Abba. Which pasuk did they learn that of? Shanema Li Gilad Vili Menashe, this is all a pasuk. The Ephraim, we can explain where he sees everyone from this. Ephraim, Moiz Reishi Yehuda Mechaikiki, Moyav Sir Yachzi, Al Edoim Ashtach Naali Olai Peleshes Tseyoi. So now, so we dash in. Li Gilad Ze Achav. Gilad Achav, Shanafal Bi Ramez Gilad. That he fell in Ramez Gilad. Menashe Kimashmoy. Menashe is Menashe ben Chizkiya. Ephraim Mo'iz Roshi. Who's that? Zei Yeravam. The Ka'asim Ephraim. Yeravam ben Avot comes from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechaikiki. Zei Achi Teufel. The Ka'asim Yehuda. Mo'yav Sir Rachzi. Who's that? Zei Gechazi Shaloka Al Iskei Rechitza. Gechazi got punished. Al iskei rechitza. What happened? So the mashal brings down. Shemashalaka al iskei rechitza shel naman v'tzaratoi. Dovka b'hika parasa l'schusa la'ilam abba. The fact that he got laka because of iskei rechitza shel naman v'tzaratoi. You know what happened over there? You know what happened?
Yeah, he said that the Navi, his Rebbe told him to go take the money that he originally rejected, and therefore he got Tzaras.
Right, he got Tzaras. So was Rechitzav doing? So was Rechitzav doing anything?
Because the cure.
Right. Was he told him the cure for the Tzaras was to go
in the
river and go wash yourself. So that's what he got. It doesn't say anything to Lashon Hara, no. No, it says, Mashal doesn't explain it, but Naaman, Iskei Rechitza Shal Naaman V'Tzarata Dafka Bayhu Kaparasa. That was a kapar of him to do this Rechitza. Moyav, Sir Rachatzi, that's next in the Pasuk. Zegech, oh, we just said it. Zegech Shalaka Al Iskei Rechitza. Al Edoim, the Pasuk says, Al Edoim Ashlich Nali, who's that? Zedoyek Ha'adoimi. What does that have to do with anything? So the Mashal explains that it says, Malachi Chavala Pizeh Es Doyeg, spread out his Eifah B'Batik Nasiyas, the ashes in Batik Nasiyas, V'David Ka'amala Sha'olav Dahainu Al Afri Ashlich Na'ala Lidrach Ben Alei Olav V'Kap Yasa L'Vila L'Mba. Since everyone stepped in it, he spread it out to all the Batik Nasiyas, his ashes. So since everyone stepped in it, that's where he was Zeicha to go to Elam Haba. That was a kapara of him. Then the pasuk says, "Alai pileshes Yisrael." Omu Malachi Hashem from the Kaddish Baruch. Malachi Hashem told the Kaddish Baruch, "Ribbono Shlom, im yavai David shahareges haplishti. If David's going to come, that killed the plishti, v'hayesh es benecha gat, because he killed Goliath, so Klal Yisrael was yashin the city of Gat. Ma'at ha'isale. What are you going to tell him? That means." David was upset at Doeg and Achitofel, they fought with him. So now you're going to go bring them to Elam Haba, what's David going to say? David's not going to have an Acham with it, he's going to be upset. Amalehen, Alai Lasais and Reim Zelzeh. So, oh, means, I'm going to make them friends, don't worry, I'll take care of the Rebbe Shlom said. I'll take care of the friendship. Zakhti Ma'avait. The Pasuk says,
so it sounded like the relationship is still going to be the same. Feelings are going to be in the mind.
What are your feelings?
Same guy. Just because they hate each other in this world. Just because they hate each other now.
Oh, you're saying, yeah, it's interesting. Gemara. It's time to say that David really had bad feelings against Dayan. David doesn't move out on anyone.
Anybody that goes to Shemayim,
you know,
they're not going to like the guy that they didn't like here. They didn't like here.
Because it has to do with covered malchus.
I know, but you're saying good. You're saying, well, the NFL, you're going to be busy
with that. No, this is different because this has to do with covered malchus.
So it's nitzchias. It's not stam. It's not stam. Someone by avodah do something real.
No, it's also not gay loss. They'll say, you see, that's a bit.
Okay. The Gemara brings a pasuk. Madua shayvava amazeh Yerushalayim meshuva nitzachas. So, what does that mean? Amar Rav tshuva nitzches hashiva. Knesset Yisrael the Navi. Knesset Yisrael answered a good test to the Navi. Amal Navi Yisrael. What happened? The Navi told Yisrael, Chazu b'tshuva. Go do tshuva. Aveseichem shechatu hechenem. Your others that did chatayim. What happened to them? Garnished. Look where they were left with. Amulam v'nevachem shalai chatu. So Knesset Yisrael told the Navi, and your Neviim that didn't do any chatayim hechenem, they also died. Also sitting in a cave. Are they going to live forever? Even though Knesset Yisrael Taka told the Nevi'im a good time, but they were made the Lamais to end. Shenema, Ach Divorai Vechuki Vechukai Asher Tzivisi is Avodai HaNevi'im, which means, so the Mashal explains that they agreed to it because they had a different type of Misa. They had a Misa Meshunah. V'anaviyim shalai chatu hechenem, so he told them, the Naviyim l'maisa, they died and they were given the kvura. But your fathers, that did chatayim, they died in a Misa Meshunah. So therefore, so even though they were really made it, the Knesset Yisrael, but then agreed to the Naviyim. Another tie to the Pasuk. Shmuel Lama, Bo Asar Bnei Adam, V'yashu Lefanav. 10 people came and sat in front of them. Omalem, Chazu B'tshuva, go do tshuva. 10 people came and they came in front of Nevi'im. Nevi'im said, do tshuva. Amulois, they told him, Eved Shemachar Rabbi, a master that sells his Eved. V'isha Shagir Shabayla, a husband that's Megarish his wife. Klum Yesh Azel Azel, Klum, could he start having kindness to his wife? What are you doing? She can do what she wants now. She's free. So they said, the Baruch Hashem sent us to Nebuchadnezzar. We're done with him. He can't have tainus on us anymore. So the Baruch Hashem said, Amaloi, they told him, Amaloi, Baruch Hashem, Navi, Lecha Meilehen, go tell them. Eze Sefer Krisis, it's a pasuk. Eze Sefer Krisis, Imchem, Asher Shalachtia, get that I wrote, Oy mi menoshai, Asher Mechati Aschem, or the what a slave, what a master gives to his slave, lo yehem ba'avaneseichem demkat and b'sheichem shulcha imachem. I didn't send you free like a regular get and like a regular master gives to his evet. V'ayin adam v'shlokas, this is what Shlokas said, ma'idich siv David avdi, Nebuchadnezzar avdi, Nebuchadnezzar is also my slave. David avdi and Nebuchadnezzar avdi. So what's the comparison? So we say, galavi yadu alaf ne'misha amabai yaylam. Shasidin Yisrael loy mekach. We know the Baruch Hashem knew that the Klai Yisrael is going to end up saying this. Lefika chigdim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kari avdoi. And the Baruch Hashem called Nebuchadnezzar also as Eved. And what? So what does that mean? So Eved shekana nechasim, Eved that bought nechasim, Eved lami, nechasim lami. Everything the master owns. So therefore, the Baruch Hashem said that I understood Klai Yisrael is going to tie into this. But I own the Nebuchadnezzar also. So it's not like I sold you free and now you're by a different master and you have nothing to do with the first master. The first master owns everything.
He didn't need to be a
Nebuchadnezzar. The Nebuchadnezzar never needed a real test, but he's talking to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was coming with a taina that you got rid of us. So Nebuchadnezzar says, I never got rid of you. I own the Nebuchadnezzar also. He's also my Eved. That's what we're comparing to David. They're both the Eved, which means that it's all a continuation. And I never really completely got rid of you. So it's my vaita. Pasuk says, "Va'ila al ruchachem ha'yaloisiyei asha'atem oimim nia kagoyim k'mishpachas ha'rotzes l'sharis eitz ve'even." So the pasuk chayoni no Hashem alikimim loy biyat chazak v'zayin etuya v'chem ashvucha emlech alecha. So what do we see from here? Zok the Gemara. Anything that you think, the Rashi explains. Zakas. Bechemo shvucha emlech aleichem shigalenu balkachenu v'yimlech aleinu. That I'm gonna force you. I'm gonna be mamlech you by forcing. My malucha is gonna come through forcing. So Rashi says weiter. Right, v'yimlech aleinu. That's what the pasuk is saying. Let's just be like any other guy. Let's like the Klal Yisrael saying, let's just be like any other nation. But Hashem says, no, I'm going to force upon you my malchus. You got that? I'm going to force upon you my malchus. Klal Yisrael can't be like any other nations. The Baruch Hashem is going to force it upon you. Kafa de Marki Gigas. The pasuk says, Vaite, V'yasuru, V'yisrael ha-mishpat alekav. No. I mean, really, that is something what that means.
The Gemara could have brought a raya from Chumash. Why do they have to bring a raya?
Yeah, Shtanka was.
The Gemara could have brought a raya from Torah Miksav.
The what?
It says the same thing.
What was
that? That Hashem will force them to do tshuva.
Tshuva? He's saying, I'm going to force my malchus over you. You had Chazakov in the tweet, it says, very sharp. The Chema Shvucha, the Kaz, Emlech Aleichem, I'm going to rule over you. You can't run away from me. I mean, is he going to try not to do the mitzvah? Is he going to say, what do I need it for? The Baruch says, it's too bad. Yeah, I'm ruling over you. Yeah, you got to do it anyways. The Yisrael, the Mishpat, the Lekav, Yerenu. It's like, I'm going to have a Bechana. What does it mean? I'm going to land Nabal Yisrael. Chazu b'tshuva. Go do tshuva. I'm Allah, ain't on Yichaylim. It's a hard shalit, but we can't. It's hard, too strong on us. I'm Allah, I'm Yisru Yitzreichem. It's a hard suffers. I'm Allah, they said, "Ali kav yiranu." What does that mean? You teach us how to fight the Yetzer Hara.
Yeah. Maybe it means that Hashem should stop the Yetzer Hara.
No, yiranu no. Means like teach us. Teach us. It means teach us how to stop. Yiranu means he says stop. Yiranu means teach.
No, he's saying that you're Yitzhahara.
It could be
Yitzhahara
means fight.
Yitzhahara
could be also fight, right?
Yitzhahara
could be also fight.
In other words, it's not our fault. Yitzhahara's fault. Right. So, Zakhtim Avait. Abba, Yaitis, Bilam, Vidayig, Vachitav, Vagechazi.
That's it. That was
the,
they got the last word.
Yeah, they got the last word.
All right, good to know. May have asked him, have a good excuse.
Yeah.
No, the Sesame and Tyra, the same thing that Hashem will take, will force you to give up your Yitzhahara.
No, they're still wrong. They're still wrong for what they said. Because obviously they could overcome the Yitzhahara. But you're choosing not to, so you're blaming it. Oh, it's too difficult.
The Sesame and Chumash that Hashem will take.
But isn't it true? The Mass is.
No,
it's
too hard?
Yeah, isn't it too hard? Okay, that's half for us.
You can't do tshuva without a malei chetvachar, you know what I'm talking about?
You're not doing tshuva. Anytime you do a chet, it's hard to convince you.
This time
about
tshuva,
it's not about
tshuva, we can't do it.
I'm saying, but originally, why are we doing it for us, right? Abba, Bilam, Vagechazi. It's there to give us chet, that's all. So, the word Bilam. What's the word? Bilam means below Yom. He's not part of any nation. Right? He wasn't part of any nation, right? It was the Atfol the guy. Davar Acha Bilam Shabala Om. He was available Klal Yisrael with his Eitzah. And we'll see later what happened. 24,000 people died because of it. Ben Ba'oye. Says Bilam Ben Ba'oye. What does it mean? Shabal Ba'oye. He was Mizana with his Gamal.
No,
it was Chamar. Oh, yeah. His what?
Beast.
Yeah. Chamar, yeah. Yeah. So Allah Saina, yeah. Tana, who ba'ar, what is it? Ba'ar, who kushan ushasayim, and who love on Arami. What is that? Ba'ar Shabal Ba'ar. He was Mizana with his Asaina. Kushan ushasayim, the Avad Shtei Yeshuyas be Yisrael. Shtei Yeshuyas be Yisrael. He did two bads to Klal Yisrael. Achaz b'me Yaakov, what happened? Bikish lakas akal, he's love him. So he did bad b'me Yaakov, Achaz. After Yeshua, v'yichav Hashem b'Yisrael, v'yitim b'yad kushin
v'shusayim.
So made what? He was around for 500 years.
You mean his mamash
lovel? Yeah, his lovel. Oh, it's the Yavit says no, it was his Gilgul. But some say that he was Mamash Lava. So he was around for 500 years. Yeah. Umash Shemai, Lava Narami Shemai. Zodim Avait. Ksiv Ben Ba'or, Vichsiv Benoi Ba'or. It says he was a son of Ba'or. And he says his son was Ba'or. That was not Shvem. Maybe he named his son.
What's Mishra Deshaitim? What's that?
So Rashi brings down that after Yeshua's days.
But he was killed already. If he would have been to the same villain, wasn't he killed? But doesn't say he was killed when Yochanan Smigdan was killed?
No.
That's the Pasuk in.
Yeah, that he was flying and they used the ship to save him first and brought him down.
Yeah.
He did Muhammad with them and they killed him then.
Isn't it the Pasuk in the Torah?
So then you'll have to go with the Yavetz. The Yavetz says that it was a Gilgal thing.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay.
Or maybe he came, I don't know, maybe the mother wasn't someone.
Yeah,
wasn't
it?
Right, right.
Hey,
no, Ma Shemai, Lavan Arami Shemai is him himself. Ben Ba'ar means him.
Ben Ba'ar.
Ben Ba'ar, he was the son of Ba'ar. But it was him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ksiv Ben Ba'ar, Ksiv Benoi Ba'ar. It says his father was Ba'ar and it says he was Ba'ar. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Aviv Benoi Hulai Benavias. His father was like a son to him in Avias. He was so much greater than his father in Avias. Zatimah, Bilam Udalaya Amud. Zatimah is Medaik. Oh, you asked Hashem, I think right away. We're going to learn the Mishnah. Bilam Udalaya Asi La'ama. Bilam is not coming to the world to come. Chayalam Abba. Ha'achrini Asi. But other Goyim are. Zatimah, Masli Simani Rabbi Shui. He comes at the Mishnah Rabbi Shui. The Tanya. Rabbi Lazayim, Yeshuvu Yisharim. Lish'ayla Kol Goyim Shcheche Elihim. So what do we teach? Yeshuva Yisham L'Shaila Eila Paishi Yisrael. That's the Paishi Yisrael that are not going to get Olam Haba. Kol Goyim Shchech Elim Eila Paishi Ehev Kechavim. The Paishi Ehev Kechavim. The Rebbe Lezer.
It doesn't mean
the Rebbe Lezer.
Just Paishi.
Yeah. The Rebbe Lezer. Amalei Yeshua V'chinema B'chol Goyim. Does it say all the Goyim? Well, Nema Eila Kol Goyim Shchech Elim. Only the Goyim that are Shchech Elim. Eila Yeshuva Yisham L'Shaila Ma'ninu. Which Rishayim are going to go to Sha'ila and not go to Olam Haba? Kol Goyim Shcheche Elihim. All the Goyim that are Rishayim. But not any Goy that's a Rasha. But not every Goy is not going to have Olam Haba. There are going to be Goyim that are going to have Olam Haba. V'af Oysa Rasha Nosen Simen Ba'atzmai. Bilam himself gave a simen that he wasn't going to get Olam Haba. Why? Because he said, Omar Thomas Nafshi Mois Rishayim. So what does that mean? Im Thomas Nafshi, Mois Yisharim, Teyachiti Kamay. If I'm going to die like everyone else dies, a regular death, then Teyachiti Kamay, I'll be Alav Olam Haba like others. Vim Lav, if I'm not going to die like a regular death, Hinni Oilech Lami. Then I'm going to go and I'm not going to have a next world also. So therefore, so that's why he didn't die like a regular death. So therefore, he said. So he himself said that if he's not going to die like a regular person, then he's going to go ahead and not have chadam alav also. The pasuk says, "Va'ayta v'yechu zikna mayav v'zikna midyan." Tana midyan u'mayav lohei olam shalom. It's a famous chazal. They never had shalom. They never had peace between each other. Mashal shnei klavim shayav be'eda. They were two dogs that were together. Va'yitzuvim zelazed. They hated each other. They were upset at each other. Ba'zev alechad. A wolf came on one of them. So Amar Achad, the other one said, I'm not going to help him. He's going to kill this dog. He's stronger than one dog. So the wolf's going to kill the dog. And tomorrow he's going to come and attack me. So together they were able to kill him, but one alone wasn't able to kill him. So therefore they acted together. So over here, here they became friends to try to attack Klal Yisrael together.
They thought Klal Yisrael was going to die, and they just hated Klal Yisrael.
Together they wanted to kill Klal Yisrael.
I didn't even think Klal Yisrael was going to die, that they would take him off.
No, but they wanted it together. They wanted to get rid of him. Amar Papa, Hani da Amar Inchi, Kukosh Tov Ashunra, a weasel and a cat, Avdu Helula Misraba de Bishgada. They make a yantif out of a person that died, that had a bad mazel that died. It means together they eat the remaining of a person. So it means all of a sudden over here they act together. Normally a cat and a weasel are fighting, but when it comes together to eat it, to eat the person, they eat it together. So it says in Pasuk Vayeshvi Sarimayev and Bilam. So all of a sudden over here just says Sarimayev. First it said, originally it said Vayechazik Nemayev v'zikne midyan. So why over here does it just say sarei ma'ev? The gemara v'sarei midyan la'echan azul. Where did midyan get lost? No, kivin the amalu. Once Bilam said lino pay alayla. Okay, you came, stay overnight. Then I'll answer you. Amru kum yesh avshe sayna es benay. Is there a father, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to be Mekala's children? That means once they saw he needs a shuf from the banished them, they gave up, or they left. Amar of Nachman. So Nachman said, Chutzpah afilu klapishmaya mahani. Even Chutzpah, even klapishmaya works. Meikarek sibla selech imam. Originally it says, Bilam said, I can't go with you. I'm going to come along with you. So you see that he had chutzpah. So Mele,
this was Hashem told him no, then Hashem told him okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hashem changed his mind. But the Rashi shot that
he had chutzpah to tell him.
No, Hashem said, if you insist to go against me, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wasn't really masking.
Yeah.
It just gave him permission
yeah.
to kill himself.
Yeah, like Miraglim, yeah. Chutzpah malchus abaloi taga. Chutzpah to give you kingdom without, brings you a lot of kaiches, you're just missing the kesa malchus. Dechsev, v'anoicha ayoim, rach, soft, umashuach. Melech, v'anoshim ha'ela, b'nei tzruya koshim imenu. David the Melech was saying, these mechutzafim are greater, they're stronger than me. So you see that chutzpah can go ahead and give you malchus, but not real malchus, malchus without a kesa, strength. So the Ma'avayt, Am Rabbi Yechonon, Bilam chige b'ragle achasay. Bilam was hinkadig on one foot. Shanema v'yelech shafi, maybe you give him the right shoes. V'yelech shafi, he went, Shafi means, Rashi says, Bukadan, it means the Shach Meduchte, like the bones move out of its place. Shimshim b'shtei raglav. Now what does it mean, hinkadig in 2 feet? So then they should be equal.
One went the other way.
Huh?
One.
What does hinkadig mean? How do you understand hinkadig?
Somehow your foot is
a limb. A limb. So it's one short and one shorter, no? That's not what you're talking about.
No, limb means you can't walk on it well. So
that's what he's saying. No, and especially what we're saying is Shafi means that. Right, that means the bones are out of place. Shimshim b'shtei yagim, his name is Shvifon. It says a Lashon Rabbim, Shvifon, 2. Alei oyach ha-neshech ikvesos. Bilam suma ma'achas me'enav. Bilam was blind in one of his eyes. Shanema suma oyin. Suma oyin. Another thing, kaisim ba'amasai. He did kishif with his aver. Haya. Ksiv hacha naifa l'gluya naim. Ksiv hasa v'ine haman naifa l'alamita. What happened by Haman? Naifa l'alamita, when he went after Achashverosh, after the Suda together with Esther, Naifal Alamita and Haman and Achashverosh was chayshanim for doing to be mezana, to be Esther. So you see that Naifal comes from a lashon of Amasai, the Aver. So we also Bilam.
Naifal was over there, literally falling. Naifal means he was trying to, trying to get up and pushing him down.
Right. But we just see that Naifal comes from the terms of doing something with the Aver. So we also Bilam was that. Itma. Mazut yama kaisim ba'amasai hayo. Machlekes says either he was mezana with his asayin. Manda ama kaisim ba'amasa isa haya kedamra. Manda that says kaisim ba'amasa. That's like we just said. Manda ama balasayin haya k'siv hacha kara shachav. K'siv hasam bein ragla kara nafal shachav. So just like over there, it means be'ila. So too over here. Nafal means be'ila. He was ba'al on his behemoth. He was such a low person. Okay.